Unit 2. Storytown. The Elves and the Shoemaker. 1. A long time ago, there lived a very poor shoemaker. The old man was so poor that in the end, he only had enough leather to make one pair of shoes. Still, the old man didn't complain. Tomorrow morning, let's make one last pair of shoes with a cheerful heart. 2. After the old man cleaned and prepared the leather, he put it on the work table and went to sleep. The following morning, the old man was very surprised. Oh, where did these beautiful shoes come from? On top of the work table, the leather was gone. Instead, a pair of beautiful shoes was there. 3. A customer came into the store. I saw from the outside window the very beautiful shoes. Please sell the shoes to me. The customer showed such a great desire to buy the shoes that he bought them at a much higher price than normal. With that money, the old man bought enough leather to make 4 pairs of shoes. 4. Dear Lord, thank you very much, the old man prayed with a grateful heart. Tomorrow, I'll make some beautiful shoes. However, there was no need to. When the old man woke up from his sleep, the shoes were already made. 5. Because the shoes were so beautiful, all 4 pairs were sold at very high prices. This kept happening all the time. At night, the leather would be carefully prepared, put on top of the work table, and he would go to sleep. The next morning, well-made shoes would be on top of the work table. 6. The old man quickly became rich. Whenever the old man saw his neighbors or the poor people in need, he would help them. 7. It was a few nights before Christmas. After the old man finished preparing the leather, he said to his wife, "Tonight, let's stay awake through the night. Then we can see who is helping us." The old woman, too, was very curious as to who was helping them all the time. "Okay, let's hide and see." 8. The old man and the old woman hid behind the door and watched the work table. After a long time, some little naked elves started to go up the work table one by one. "Hurry, let's hurry," the little elves were singing as they started to work. "Cut and sew, cut and sew. Let's make wonderful shoes and give them to the old man. We are little elves, we are kind elves, and we help kind people." 9. The little elves were singing happily as they made beautiful shoes. With little fingers, they skillfully pierced and sewed with the needle and banged with the hammer. The old man and the old woman were so shocked that they could not believe their eyes. The elves, without resting for a second, worked hard and finished making the shoes. When the sun rose, they quickly hid themselves. 10. Because of those little elves, we became rich. We should show them our gratitude. The elves weren't wearing any clothes. How cold they must be. Let's make them some pants and shirts. That's a good idea. 11. The old man and the old woman made some clothes for the elves. When it was night, they put on top of the work table clothes instead of the leather. In the middle of the night, the elves came out and discovered their clothes. "What nice clothes!" "Yes, they are." Each of the elves put on his clothes and was very happy. They disappeared as they sang. After that, the old man and the old woman continued to work hard and lived even more happily.